Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and we're at the NAMIC Annual Convention in Denver. Joining us now is Sarah Schnettler, Senior Vice President of Member Experience at NAMIC. Also joining us is Enrico Leo, Senior Managing Director and U.S. Head of Rating Agency Advisory at Aon Reinsurance Solutions, and Pat Abbey, an Executive Managing Director at Aon Reinsurance Solutions. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So Aon and NAMIC just released its latest mutual factor report. Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about the latest report?
Sure. NAMIC's been pleased to partner with Aon for the last 6 years on this report. It's a unique report that shows how mutuals stack up against their stock counterparts. This is the full report that's released every year at convention. However, we do a mid-year report as well every June at our management conference. So we're really looking at starting to releasing this paper tomorrow.
Enrico, how is the mutual insurance industry faring in relation to non-mutual insurance companies?
Well, the mutual sector is very focused on the long term. So, you know, when we think about this group of companies, and you think about how they started this year, they came off of a very challenging 2023, which is essentially a repeat of the prior year as well. High combined ratios due to the kind of regional weather activity and claims inflation in a number of the sectors that they write in. But as I said, mutual companies are primarily focused on the long term. So while there may be some short term volatility, what we see in some of the balance sheet metrics, protection of capital, mutuals are focused in these areas. And so it's pretty evident that they can continue to be focused on the long term. Compared to their stock counterparts, they tend to outperform their stock counterparts.
And Pat, what new or evolving challenges do mutual insurers face today?
So great question, Lori. We're used to talking about the weather, right? That's an interesting topic of conversation that certainly impacts the mutual insurance segment just like their stock counterparts. I think one of the things that's particularly interesting in this year's report is an investigation of the overall leverage ratio of the mutual segment. So in a way, mutual companies are doing a lot of the right things, right? They're addressing rate need within their portfolios. They're addressing coverage changes. And one of the things that happens is that a lot of times premium outpaces growth and surplus. So we're seeing higher leverage ratios this year than we have in the past. Important to note that the overall industry remains very well capitalized. The mutuals are tremendous stewards of their capital. But as you go down to a company or group level, we're seeing more and more companies that are a little tighter on their overall surplus relative to their premiums because premiums are growing so quickly to address the rate need for all the challenges that we talked about to lead out the question. So the industry is in a great spot, but we're seeing a lot more companies that are talking to us about their leverage ratios and solutions to address those leverage ratios.
Enrico, Pat just talked about the weather as being a challenge. What impact have catastrophes and secondary perils and losses from those events have on the mutual insurance market?
Yeah, well, it might come as no surprise, right? It's had a pretty significant impact on the mutual sector, the industry overall. You know, if you go back to 2023, significant weather-related activity in the first half of that year really kind of highlighted just how much the industry took on in terms of cat losses. This year has been active as well, right? I think Q2 was a very active weather quarter, and you know it's showing up in companies' earnings So very active, and as one might expect, it's volatile, right? And but you know one thing to point out is the mutual sector is built for these sort of these scenarios, right? We talk about the long term view they take. Their balance sheets, strong balance sheets they have, and the capital they hold over time to address and to be there after all of this elevated activity.
And Pat, what about inflation and legal system abuse? What impact are they having on the mutual market?
Absolutely. So one of the additions to this year's report is a regional view of results. So what you're able to see in the report is not only the national results of the mutual segment, but also different regions. And so you start to see a regional influence on the results, not only from a weather perspective, like Enrico talked about, but legal system abuse, social inflation is also a bit of a regional type of peril that mutual insurers are dealing with. So one of the big challenges that the industry is facing now is not only challenging weather impacting the property side, but then now also development on the casualty side impacting prior year accident years. So what does that all mean? It means the claims functions within mutual insurers are ever more important, and the connection between claims operations, underwriting, as well as actuarial are really a key theme that we're seeing in terms of the ecosystem of the best performing mutual insurers today.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Pat, looking at the reinsurance market, what were some of the key observations in the report when looking at the reinsurance sector?
Sure. So we know starting 2 years ago, roughly, so the beginning of 2023, in general, reinsurance retentions for insurers increased. They went up. So that means, relatively speaking, more loss being retained by mutual insurers within their balance sheets. So the natural outcome of that is change in coverage terms, increases in rates, which is all great, and that's all coming to fruition. The challenge is that takes time in a regulated environment that our mutual insurers are navigating. So what we saw from 2022 through 2023, was combined ratios going up a little bit as that the premiums were earning through portfolios, rate changes were earning through portfolios. I think the good news is from the beginning of 2024 through mid-year, every region, lines of business, everything is coming down and combined ratios are decreasing, results are improving. So we're seeing that hard work paying off for mutual insurers. Now we got a ways to go, but we're seeing positive signs across the industry. And again, that lag is just a natural function of different regions and the insurance companies having to navigate their different jurisdictions appropriately.
And Sarah, I understand that you recently conducted a consumer survey. Can you tell us a little bit about that and some of the latest findings?
Sure, happy to. Along with the Mutual Factor, each year we do a consumer survey. In the past, we've surveyed personal lines buyers, commercial lines, agents. This year, we re-ran the survey that we did in 2018, which was for personal lines buyers. And what we found this year is that the change in favorability went up eight points since the last time we had done this, again, showing that the interest in mutuals over their stock counterparts is growing in that space. 88% of those respondents also said that they would consider mutuals in their next auto or home buying purchase. Something else we took a look at this time that we had not in the past was really sort of the demographic of each of those buyers. So again, looking at their generational makeup and where they fit, whether they're a boomer or a Gen X. And we found that the agent channel is really important to those groups. There's been a lot of talk about whether the agent model is going away. But again, I think the survey really showed that these buyers are looking for that agent to help them in the decision-making process.
And Enrico, how is 2024 faring so far this year compared to 2023? And what might we see for the industry for the remaining months of this year?
Sure. I think there's signs of optimism there because what we're seeing through the first half of this year is a general overall improvement compared to last year. Underwriting results for the industry and for the mutual sector in particular are getting closer to their longer term averages. Still a lot of work to do just for the industry overall. But on the whole, improvement. Combined ratios are coming down. Underwriting income is up. And also as serving as a tailwind is the higher interest rate environment, which is really helping investment earnings. So that's flowing right down to the bottom line. And it's allowing companies to grow their surplus again in a pretty meaningful way. And given the focus on rate adequacy, right, this is all kind of part of the path towards, you know, improving earnings, profitability, and ultimately growing surplus again. What we are seeing also is just given the focus on rate adequacy, top line revenue growth growing pretty healthy. At the moment, it's outpacing surplus growth, but we expect over time, in time that as rate increases earn into companies' portfolios, that'll eventually make its way into the bottom line and continue to grow surplus. So.
Sarah, Enrico, Pat, thank you all for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
For AM Best TV in Denver, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.